morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes. What chiller? I don't know what it was about.
Yes. I'm calling about its confirmation number is 6629-61561. They drew out on my credit card $54.95. And what's this about anyway?
All right, sir, I would have to pull up an account to be able to tell you that. And to do that, I'll need your zip code, please.
Zip code? 749-74948.
Thank you, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
My name is Billy Sanders on my credit card.
I'm sorry?
Billy Sanders.
Okay, are you, so she's Deborah Sanders?
Yeah, that's me. I'm his wife.
Okay, thank you. Can y'all verify that shipping address for me for security purposes on you all's account?
On the account, it's 701 Southeast 5th Street, Apartment A, Muldrow, Oklahoma, 74948.
Thank you very much. I see where you guys were charged $6.95 on 419 for a spy cam.
I was just only supposed to pay the shipping, which we already did, but now they're charging us $54 for something.
$54.95. That's on that my credit card, and it's I call about it, and they told me the $54.95 was on the credit card, and I didn't know what it was. That's how come I'm calling.
Okay, the $54.94 charge was because you guys were enrolled in something called the Factory Discount Savings Club. That's a monthly reoccurring fee. And you get $125 gift card in exchange for that $54.95 each month.
No, I didn't join anything. All I did, it was a free gift it was supposed to be, and I was only supposed to pay $6.95, and that's all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. I didn't buy anything else.
Yes, ma'am. After you pay the shipping and handling, there's a disclaimer that comes up stating that they're going to enroll you in something called the Factory Discount Savings Store. And that is
Did I read it.
Okay, I'll get it canceled out for you, Ms. Sanders. Just a moment.
Okay.
I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, ask her if that money is going to be returned.
Okay, I'm ready.
C is in cancel.
Okay.
662.
662.
979.
979.
145.
145.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is that my cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, and you're going to take that $54.95 off, or what?
Is it that $54.95 be traded back to my credit card?
They offer a 35% refund to that charge, Mr. Sanders, because there was a disclaimer on the website stating that you were going to be enrolled. So they offer a 35% refund on that membership fee.
There wasn't nothing else. I didn't click no other button. All I did was for the shipping and handling.
Ma'am. I understand. The most they'll let me refund, ma'am, is 50% of that charge.
I want that all $54.95 refund to my credit card.
Because we didn't order that. All I ordered was for the shipping and the handling. And then they took out the $54.95 without my permission.
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, when you paid the $7.95, there was a disclaimer on there stating that they were going to enroll you, and that's what makes that charge legal.
No, it was not. No, it was not. It was just saying that all I had to pay was the $6.95 for the shipping and handling. It didn't say I had to pay any more.
Did you read the terms and conditions, Ms. Sanders?
I read the whole thing because we've been tripped up before.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, I can't sit here and argue with you. I have cancer.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I totally understand. This is a third-party call center. We have to follow the protocols of these vendors. And 50% is the maximum amount they will let me refund. If it were up to me, we'd have been off the phone because I would have refunded you in full. They'll allow a 50% refund. Do you want it?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I want all that refund on the $54.95.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but they won't allow me to refund in full. The maximum refund amount is 50%, sir.
Well, can I talk to your manager?
She's going to tell you the same thing. We follow the same protocol.
Well, it's still the wrong thing to take money out of people's checking account.
I agree 100%.
When they do not
need
permission to do that. And we shouldn't have to give back any percent of anything because we didn't ask you to do that.
There was a disclaimer on the website, ma'am, stating that they were going to do that.
I didn't read no disclaimer.
Okay, but that's because you didn't see it then. But because you didn't see it,
well,
I mean, it wasn't
just because
there.
I didn't see it, then you're going to rip me off for $54?
Ma'am, I didn't rip you
that's
off of anything.
Your company
Again, this
did.
This is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors, and I'm following their protocol.
It was
please,
supposed to be for.
Please hold, okay? Can you hold for me, please?
They're going to take out that $54?
No, oh, yeah.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hold, ma'am? I asked.
Yeah, I'll hold.
All right, thank you.
See, that's rip-off.
They said we're going to have to, they're going to take so much a percentage out of that $54.
I'm going to call the credit card and tell them.
Yeah, just call the credit card company.
And cancel it.
Cancel it altogether. Go in there and do it.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. I spoke to my supervisor and she authorized me to refund in full the $54.95 back to MasterCard ending 1277. You'll have that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. I sent you a refund confirmation email to nanaof3d@gmail.com. You'll receive that email within the next 24 to 48 hours. The refund takes about 3 to 5 business days to process.
3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, business days. Okay. So they're going to refund us the full $54.95?
I just refunded $54.95 back to MasterCard ending 1277. You'll have that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Sanders. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're going to refund our money, all of it.